Welcome to another episode of Let's Chat With. Joining me once again is voice actress and online content creator, Frankie Drury. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
It's been a while since we last talked. Last time you said you had some special projects coming up that you couldn't mention. Are you allowed to talk about them now? If so, what are those new projects?
I am, yes. So I was actually the voice behind a sadistic bear, and it is Teddy Nine Eyes, is actually what it has been released and called. I believe sometime this week it'll be exclusive on YouTube, and the links will be provided. And I was a sadistic bear that tries to pick on kids about insecurities. And the person who I am the teddy bear for, his friends come together and really show him what it means to not care about your insecurities and not let other people get you down.
So you can find that on YouTube, you just said, right?
Yes, you can.
With the holidays coming up soon, will people see you and your character Piper doing anything holiday-related videos?
Absolutely. I have a few content ideas in the works right now. Even a 10 days of holidays where Piper's going to be absolutely stressed out for the holiday season.
Also, can Piper wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year?
Of course. Merry Christmas, everybody. And I hope you have the best New Year ever and get all your resolutions figured out.
Your TikTok videos have reached over 5 million likes and counting. How did you feel when you first saw that number for the first time?
It felt unbelievable, really, to be honest. Seeing like that kind of a number is nothing I would have ever anticipated for myself. I really thought I was just getting on making videos for friends, but it's become more than that now.
Do you think people are going to enjoy them more?
I really hope so. I feel like it's kind of my voice and characters kind of getting out there more. So I really think people are going to start enjoying my voice and the content I have coming.
You had to do a response video recently because people alleged you of copying fellow TikToker Darla Eliza's content. They said your copying happens every time you do your kid voice Piper. What do you think of the comments?
So honestly, I wish when I think of those comments, I just wish they would see the difference between me and her. You know, we both have kind of the same idea going with how we do our voices, but we are two different people. You know, Darla does her voice for mostly entertainment, as far as I know, and I am exclusively voice acting. So I really just wish people would kind of differentiate our characters, honestly, because people can do many things.
Would you work with her on a video?
I would be honored. It would be amazing. I would be so honored.
A while back, you did a TikTok live. Something lovely and unexpected happened during the show because of your followers, which made you happy and cry. What happened?
So when I do lives, I will do voice acting on live. I'll say what people want me to say for hours on end. And on the specific live, I was doing a live for my son. His birthday was November 25th, and my boyfriend's birthday was December 3rd. When people had found that out, they were asking me to do voice acting, do the voices they wanted me to, and people were sending upwards to $500 in tips. I was so blown away. I tried to refund some people. They wouldn't have it. I thought that was so sweet. I was just so blown away. Like, the community really came together, and people really liked to hear my voice. And I actually ended up getting 4 cameos from that live. It was a lot of fun. It was crazy.
Has this happened before or happened since?
It has happened since, but it was just for a GoFundMe I had done for my mother, and we ended up raising everything needed for her funeral services. But other than that, my TikTok lives, the tips are pretty gentle, just because I'm mostly just trying to make people happy rather than only make money. But it hasn't happened quite like that since.
What do you think of all this now that has happened?
Blown away and so grateful. Like, I myself would have never expected so many people to want to come together for me, to see me, to hear me. It's something I would have never anticipated for myself. Like, I've always just been that small town girl with a little voice. So becoming someone that's starting to get these views and these people that are interacting and people wanting merch, it's like a dream. It's like a dream coming true. And I don't know when I'm going to wake up. It's crazy.
Do you have anything to say to your fans or your followers about all this?
Absolutely. Thank you guys for everything that you guys have done. Like I said, I'm just a small town girl that never expected anyone to notice me. And with your guys' help, I am getting noticed by people in studios, and I'm always going to give back to you guys what you've given to me.
What are your resolutions for the new year in relation to your TikToks and your videos and your voiceover acting?
So my resolution this year is I want to get noticed by Call Me Chris on TikTok. I want to get noticed, and I want to do a collaboration with her and our voices. And I want to hit 6 million in 1 year, 6 million likes. I want to try to get a whole million this year in likes.
Finally, where can people find out more about you and your new projects? TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, website.
You can find me on TikTok as Not Dank Frank Drury or under Fobble Gobble, spelt like it sounds. You can also find me on Instagram under Dank Frank Drury, where I'm expanding my videos and reels. And you can find me on Facebook under Frankie Drury. It'll be an exclusive business site up open next week.
Well, thank you again, Frankie, for coming back for this episode of Let's Chat With.
I always love talking to you. Thank you so much for welcoming me back.